Hello, guys. Tristan, Tashina Claridge, and Simon Crispin.
Hello.
It's good to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
So there is, up front, a fairly significant change in that you guys have downsized a little bit since the last time you were here.
Well, we want to be different. You know, I feel like most people usually add something. We thought we'd take away something to get some attention.
Last time you were here, I believe a year ago to the day, last you were here, Dominic Leslie was with you on mandolin. And nowadays, you are a trio.
Yeah, we did a tour as a trio in Alaska last fall, and just kind of felt good, so we figured we'd do it again.
How have you had to rework all of those arrangements?
We usually make Simon play two parts at once, because he's got two hammers, so that's the usual solution.
That's a really good point, though, because I think most of the time, one of us is sitting out, you know, just so that we can leave some space when there are four people. Mm-hmm. And so when there are three, there's more combining parts and... And I play more of the time, for example. I think we all do. But
yeah.
Do either of you, Tristan or Tashina, find yourself doing more pizzicato playing to kind of mimic that mandolin?
Definitely.
Yeah, a little bit. I've actually found myself trying to mimic it more with the bow, which is fun.
Ah.
I was trying to get short percussive-y kind of, you know, cross-picky kind of sounds.
But when
with
we
the bow,
formed the band, we formed the band with a banjo player and we had a great time playing with Dominic, but it was only for a couple tours. We also played with a guitarist. And so there's wasn't really a precedent of it needing to be a mandolin. It was just kind of a musical role, and he filled it really well. But it could be any instrument. So
you've got a new album out. We'll talk about that in a minute. Can we start with some music?
Sure. Absolutely.
We'll do that.
We're going to play a little bit of Bee Eater's signature improvisation into a piece of music called Sophia that a friend of ours from out east wrote.
Thank you.
It's the Bee Eaters live on Jefferson Public Radio. It's about a quarter past 12. We're also streaming online at ijpr.org. What was the name of that tune again?
That was called Sophia, and it was written by guitarist Jordan Tice, who's a good friend of ours and Simon plays with frequently.
Well, just before the tune, I talked about the new album. It's called Oddfellows Road, and I read that this one was kind of slow in coming together.
Yeah, it was a long process. We put a lot of thought into it. Some of the tunes were developing even like, I don't know, 3 years ago. And sort of from then until this last September when we released it, it was gradually in the making.
You know, there were so many, or have been so many, acoustic bands in the last few years from Boston. Of course, Crooked Still, Tristan, that you were part of, Joy Kill Sorrow, you guys.
Yep.
Where does the Bee Eaters music fit into that scene?
That's a good question. I mean, we had the Bee Eaters before we moved to Boston. Mm. But we've really been ramping it up recently, and so my feeling is that really in our musical approach and our life approach, there's something very West Coast about it. But I think it's a natural thing that all those bands are coming out of Boston. I remember having this conversation with Mike Marshall maybe about 5 years ago, and you know, we were just theorizing and saying, well, what's going to happen with all, when the music school started accepting dobros and mandolins and banjos, and you could get a performance degree and you could satisfy that want from your parents and you could get some great resources and, right, you know, prove that you're a productive citizen. And none of the three of us went to school, but a lot of the reason that we were there was because especially the program at Berkeley there under Matt Glaser, was drawing in a lot of young acoustic musicians. And naturally, people start cutting their teeth and forming bands.
It's Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. Live session today with the Bee Eaters. Their new album is called Oddfellows Road. That one self-released? You guys kind of put it up?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The new album has a couple of rather interesting pop music covers that you have kind of taken and moved into a new direction. How do you choose the songs that will work for the Bee Eaters?
Well, I mean, we just kind of picked those songs because we really liked them, and I guess we were looking for something that had, oh God, now I'm totally lost. But how do
I? It's hard to find a reason.
Right.
I think any song works for the Bee Eaters.
Well, right, and especially like Thriller just has so many amazing parts. There's like it's so
Michael
dense.
Jackson's
with all these cool parts. It's like, man, any instrumental cover of that, you could have so much to
draw on.
Yeah, you can interpret it in a lot of different ways. And we find ourselves, not on this album, but we find ourselves doing a lot of Beatles covers also.
So is that kind of a common thread that all of you have of being fans of the Beatles music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We try to kind of do a different one each night for the audiences. Mm.
And you've got a Hornsby cover, and on the album, Bruce Molsky sings that.
I know, that was...
Yes.
Has he kind of been a mentor for you guys?
He's been a mentor, and just the way his voice resonates musically, it was the most fun I had recording the album.
Oh, nice.
Because we recorded it all live. You know, usually the vocalist is overdubbed later, mm-hmm, but we recorded it all live in the studio with Dave Cinco, who you met here with the Punch Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a, as we said on the album, a magician of sound, that he was able to pull something like that off.
You talked about how sometimes recording with a vocalist, the voice track is done at a later date or another time, or maybe later the same day. Does that make it awkward?
Maybe even in another state.
Does that make it awkward as an instrumental group because you don't have the ability to play off of the nuance that you're getting from the singer?
I think it does. I mean, people get to be extremely competent at making that okay, mm-hmm, and making the best of it, but I still think something is lost.
It's, yeah,
the
I
emotional
guess
connection between the different things.
It never realizes what I would think would be full potential.
Yeah, and I would guess that for music similar to the music you guys create, there's so much turning on a dime, going in a different direction, hearing something that sparks your creativity to go a different way that would be lost in that process.
That's what it's all about for us, is just being inspired by what you hear, you know, how it sounds in the room or what one of your bandmates plays, and then that inspiration sort of carries you into the music.
And I think that ties in with our relationship with the towns that we go to and the communities too, because ultimately I think a good musical experience is being a part of the that geographical place and getting to know the people as opposed to just blowing through and doing something and then moving on.
Can we hear another tune?
Absolutely.
We will play the title track from Oddfellows Road. It's named after the street Simon grew up on. Here it is. Thank you.
It's the Bee Eaters live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, streaming at ijpr.org. Perfect transition here to talk to you a little bit, Simon, about that half of a piano that you brought into the studio. A lot of folks might not be familiar with this thing that you have brought in, so describe what it is that you're playing for folks.
Well, you had a pretty good description there. It's kind of like the inside of a piano if you just kind of took it out and started hitting it with sticks.
It's a trapezoid with how many strings?
Around 100. I swear I get different numbers on account of the times. Although somebody in Ventura said 96.
So more than a piano, right?
Less. Oh, because wait. Just that's, they're all either double or tripled.
Oh, they're doubled. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So how many different notes are on?
Man, I don't know. Oh. But so less than 50 notes.
And you play it with what?
Wooden hammers. They're double-sided. Usually have leather or some kind of soft thing because it's super bright if you don't have leather.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
So they're actually very similar to the hammers inside a piano in that they're a hard hammer wrapped in felt or something to soften them a little bit.
Yeah.
And you are the piano mechanism.
Basically, yeah.
And so Bainbridge Island, the hotbed of hammered dulcimer in the world, or how do you discover the hammered dulcimer growing up on Bainbridge Island in Washington?
Well, I mean, I would like to blame the Folklife Festival over in Seattle, but I think I actually had a tape before that from Tony Ellman, who was a California guy, but I don't know. I was into percussion as a kid, so it kind of appealed to me.
Mm. So how do you get your first hammered dulcimer? Do you know?
From a guy, Rick Fogel. There's a couple of builders in Seattle, actually. Dusty Strings, which makes a ton of dulcimers. And then Rick Fogel, which is a company called Whamdiddle, makes great instruments, and he's where I got my first instrument.
Huh. And have you been using it primarily for this acoustic string music, or are you able to do all sorts of different things with it?
Mostly been playing this kind of stuff. I played some jazz for a while, or tried to, on it, which was, yeah, that was interesting.
A little weird. So how did the three of you guys meet?
Mostly just kind of through the nationwide fiddle acoustic music scene.
Just kind of being at the same events and enjoying each other's playing. And
exactly, yeah. Some festivals. The Wintergrass Festival up in Seattle, which is actually coming up. Mm-hmm. And around 5-6 years ago, we played our first show together, I think.
One of the things that I noticed during that tune you were just playing, you guys don't actually look at each other all that much. It's almost like you're watching with your ears. How much time do you guys spend together?
A lot.
Definitely a lot. I have that feeling a lot of watching with my ears. Oh. Sometimes I'll watch with my eyes, but a lot of times I feel like if what I'm trying to do is connect through music, mm-hmm. then the ears are a good way to do it.
Yeah. Tristan, I know that you have been involved with Crooked Still, which is now on hiatus.
Exactly, yeah.
And Simon, you've been in a trio with Jordan Tice and Paul Cowart. Is that still going?
We're doing that.
What kind of music are you guys creating?
It's playing a lot of Jordan's compositions. Kind of a lot of it is, it's kind of a mix of, I guess, kind of like this band. A lot of it is a mix of things that are really composed, and some of it is just pretty open and free.
Does it get confusing for you guys being in so many different configurations of bands with different song lists to remember all of those? I mean, all of them seem so complicated.
It's just the calendars mostly that get complicated.
Right.
I mean, the music is complicated, and sometimes it's tricky to jump from one to another, but I think it kind of helps spread all the influences around between bands. Like, everyone's out there just scoping out all these other things. And then we get together and all those influences find their way.
Right, everyone's got a different kind of mood when they come back from a different project.
It's interesting how like sometimes you get together with your bandmates and somebody still sounds like they're in the other band mode for like a day.
Really?
In a distinct kind of way, it's pretty different. But when I play with other bands, like I'll play sort of more traditional bluegrass when I play with Tony Trischka, and then I've been playing with a singer-guitarist, Jefferson Hamer, and that's more folk music and like some ballads and original songs that he writes. And so for me, having different projects is a way to experience or explore the different styles that I'm interested in.
A way to not go crazy.
Yeah. So how do you approach music a little differently when you're in a different setting?
Well, I mean, when I'm playing traditional Irish music, I want to sound like traditional Irish music. I don't want to sound like, you know, Vassar Clements plays traditional Irish music. But if I'm playing bluegrass, I might be trying to sound like Vassar. Yeah. So, like, it's really different for me. That's my desire would be to be able to embody the different traditions. I find the more we take music like the Bee Eaters, the new acoustic music, and we take it out on a limb, the more I want to delve into the roots of that so that I understand it more fully and can take it further.
Well, guys, it's been nice to see you again.
Thanks for coming in.
Can we go out with another tune?
Yeah, yes. I think
we'll do that Bruce Hornsby cover called The Way It Is.
already.
Two, one, two, three, four. Standing in line, marking time, waiting for the welfare dime, 'cause they can't buy a job. A man in a silk suit hurries by, catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. Just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe that. Hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go, 'cause you don't look like they do. Hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? He said, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Don't you believe them? In 64 to give those who ain't got a little more, but it only goes so far, 'cause the law don't change another's mind when all they see at the hiring time is the line on the color bar. Don't you believe me?
It's the Bee Eaters live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio with The Way It Is, the Bruce Hornsby tune. They are in concert twice coming up the 16th of this month in Weaverville at the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center, and then two nights later in Ashland at the Unitarian Fellowship. The new album is called Odd Fellows Road. Tristan and Tashina Claridge, Simon Christman, thanks you guys.
Thank you so much. Eric.
Maria Kelly continues Open Air right after this. Clear. Thanks you.